The sort of kind of place that I think people view us as originally coming from was on a gold standard. I feel like gold also has kind of issues or problems that kind of come up from, I guess, historic perspectives. So there was something kind of called the gold standard, which many countries were on, and they kind of left for various reasons. And then there's a sort of big, I guess, a lot of sort of libertarians would point to kind of 1971 as a crucial time when the US came off the gold standard definitively as well, and point to that as a sort of source of problems. But I think it'd be good. You kind of mentioned Bitcoin as a good example of a hard money. It'd be really helpful as well to kind of, I think, explore kind of what gold is, how it functioned as a sort of base for money, for hard money, and kind of why it wasn't good enough to kind of be something that kind of, I guess, governments and societies continued on with.
This is a complicated question, and I think economists and historians of money are more agreed that gold was bad and that its fall was inevitable than they are about why. Now, my own view is that this is all kind of murky and that maybe gold's fall was not inevitable and that it wasn't so bad as the consensus view has it. But maybe we can first identify a respect in which gold is inferior compared to to fiat monies as we know them. Gold is a commodity. Gold is heavy. It takes up space. And if you want to move a lot of value using gold, you got to move a bunch of really heavy metal. That turns out to be insecure, inconvenient, and expensive. Moving around a bunch of paper is super cheap. It's very convenient, and you can do it much more safely because you can compress all that value and not have to carry around, this huge, heavy suitcase of gold or whatever it is. So there's an advantage that fiat monies have over gold that maybe led them to win in monetary wars against gold, if there's a kind of evolutionary competition. But the scales aren't exactly even in this respect. It's not as though people are deciding for themselves what is a better money to use. There's a thumb on scales, and maybe one of the thumbs on the scales is from those who would like to control the supply of money. They would like to be able to print money or to take money out of circulation, to control or manipulate or manage or centrally plan an economy by managing or controlling or planning money. And fiat money is much easier to do that with than gold. And maybe you can see that in both the positive and negative sides, that is producing money or taking it out of circulation. So how do you produce more gold? You got to work for it. You got to start digging, bro. And you got to dig long and hard. That's expensive. Again, positive marginal cost of production. So if you want to increase the supply of money, you're going to have to put a ton of energy into that if the money is gold. Let's say the money is fiat money. You just print more of it. It's literally free to print more of it. Let's say you're going to print $1, just change out the plate into a $10 plate or a $100 plate. Why not while we're at it? And for no marginal cost, you've created money with much higher face value. So if you want to manipulate the supply of money in the upwards direction, fiat money is much more convenient. Let's say you want to manipulate it in the downwards direction. Well, paper money goes bad over time. It degrades. It's fairly durable, but not infinitely durable, unlike gold, which is close to infinitely durable. And we can also, so money sort of, paper money naturally falls out of circulation in that respect. And when money is being created through lending, we can also slow the rate of the expansion of money just by raising interest rates, by making it more expensive to create new money in the form of new loans, whether from a commercial or central bank. So for people wanting to manage money on either side of the equation, fiat money is so much more convenient. If everybody's convinced to accept it, then that's half the game. The other half the game is just to be the one who gets to produce it, to be the central banker, let's say. And then you get to tinker with the economy. You get to manipulate interest rates and thereby manipulate things like employment or aggregate demand. And if you think that you can make an economy better by intervening and manipulating it, well, then this is one of your main tools in your toolbox, is just tinkering. to be a central banker with those kinds of tools. So someone who's of that mood, they're really going to like fiat money and they're really going to hate gold. And Bitcoin too, by the way.
Yeah.
You cannot manipulate Bitcoin in that way. So Bitcoin is in that respect closer to gold.
Yeah, pegged at 21 million, isn't it, I think?
There's a supply cap for Bitcoin.
Yeah, that's it. Sorry, supply cap of Bitcoin. So I think it's often been stated, I don't know whether it's true, whether fiat money won in the war between kind of gold and fiat money because of war. So various countries and removed themselves from gold standards at times of crisis and potentially proposed to go back onto gold standards and either never did or did temporarily. Because of this very reason, they needed to increase their resources and they needed more money to do that. And therefore, having it pegged to something meant they needed to get more gold to then have more money. But actually, they couldn't do that easily. So they diverged from gold into just straight fiat money to be able to pay for wars. World War One would be an example, or wars before that and after that as well. So do you think it was... Do you think that narrative's correct, that it was times of crisis that have caused countries to move away from a gold standard and then just never come back to it?
I don't think I have a firm grip on the history to answer that question. And for me, when I read histories of money that try to answer that question, they strike me as often deeply ideological. So it's a gold bug right in the history, or it's someone who clearly has a pro-central bank axe to grind. So this is actually somewhat vexed for me that I can't tell who's telling the truth on this one. So maybe I shouldn't opine until I've studied it further. Sorry. I actually don't have strong opinions about how exactly this happened, whether it's inevitable, and how to think about those cycles. You're correct. They're these cycles of nation states going on the gold standard, going off it in times of war, and then going back on it. It's not obvious to me why they would have gone back on it, given the, let's say, gold bug narrative, but they did. So I just don't know how to think about that myself. Sorry, totally unhelpful, but that's where I'm at. No. I just need to learn more on this one, I think.